This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to dine and dash, Pete Chwaba.
All right, so got some good texts here. Regarding our conversation with Greg. My guest is Greg Schwemm. He is a syndicated columnist, nationally syndicated columnist. You can check out his work if you Google Greg Schwemm, Tribune Content Agency, Humor Hotel. Very funny stuff. But we were talking about baseball and the new golden bat rule. And Eric from Lodi says, yeah, Major League Baseball has always been boring. Always. Minor league games are way more fun. I think he would have a lot of people agreeing with him on that. Anna from Madison says, Pete, there are plans to build a Buc-ee's in DeForest, Wisconsin. So they're coming north for sure. So, and then, Greg, you'll appreciate this. You asked me if I've ever broken the law, and you said Everybody's broken the law. And I very arrogantly said I never have. My sister texted. Okay, here's a story. This is embarrassing. I basically embezzled from my own family. When I was like 12 years old or 11 years old, living on the northwest side of Chicago, we lived near an area called Six Corners. It was like Irving Park Road, Cicero, and there was a Sears. And that was the big department store at the time. So we Schwabe kids, the five of us, ages 11 to 6 or 5.
Perfect.
Yeah. Decided we had to pool our money to buy a second TV because that was the big thing in the late 70s. So we were going to save our money to buy a little black and white TV for like $100 at Sears. Well, I decided I needed a Chuck Foreman jersey instead, who was a running back for the Minnesota Vikings. Not even my team.
I know who he was.
Yeah. So I think my brother Tim and I went to Sears and bought a Chuck Foreman jersey. We just made an executive decision, and my sister Molly
never got a TV.
Yeah, and really, I should just thank the youngest three siblings for contributing to that because they never really got to enjoy it. I think it ended up in the goodwill heap before they grew into it. But so that is technically stealing. And here's another thing. I probably drove a car when I was under the influence. Not like I've never been sloppy drunk and driving, but I probably was legally drunk.
Yeah, and I think everybody's been probably guilty of that, sadly.
Yeah.
I certainly have.
So there you go. I am a criminal. And thank you for my sister for throwing me under the bus and turning me into the authorities. The 608 says Buc-ee's is Quick Trip on crack. And that is a thing, Greg. When Quick Trip came to Marinette, Marinette has like 10,000 people. It's about 50 miles north here. And people lost their minds. They also said, we're getting two Quick Trips. Like it was a badge of honor. I'm like, it's a gas station.
Yes.
It's a fine establishment. It's great, but calm down.
Calling Buc-ee's a gas station would be like calling Disney World a carnival. you don't do that. Don't go there, Pete.
Like calling it a parish bazaar or something.
Yes, exactly.
That's funny. So let's talk about, you did an article too I thought was funny about skinny dipping. And I've always been fascinated. Like I skinny dipped like once, maybe twice in a lake and maybe a couple times in a pool. Pool, much safer. I had a much better mindset.
Pool is much safer?
Well,
what time of day was this?
Noon. It was a kid's party.
It was a private pool.
Yeah.
Like somebody's backyard.
Exactly. And I...
Oh, okay. I thought like...
No. I wasn't pool hopping or heading over to the neighborhood. But like when you do it in a lake, there even a freshwater lake, there are still fish that bite. And that freaks me out.
True. Yeah, I never thought about... Actually, I did it in the ocean.
Oh,
and
dear.
I never even thought about it. But yeah, the article was about that you should swim naked, hence skinny dipping,
right,
and you should swim fully clothed at some point in your life because what you feel between the two of them is very interesting because my whole premise of the article was if you swim fully clothed, you're weighted down and you feel like maybe you can't breathe and you're going to drown, but somehow you get to the dock or to the shore, you know, you panic for a minute,
right?
And you're like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then when you do it, you feel so good. You feel like, okay, that was something that was holding me down, and yet I rose above it, and you feel good about yourself.
Nice.
So that's why you should swim fully clothed, and you should skinny dip, because it just, there is a freedom about it, as I think anybody would agree to, that you come out of there and you're just like, I can't believe I did that. It was so fun.
Like getting away with a crime.
Want to do it again at some point, and I really don't care if anybody saw me.
Wow.
And I think that's a really good, I think that's a really good mindset to have. I know it sounds
interesting.
Sort of weird, but I think it just expresses freedom and the ability to take chances. And I think that's what a lot of people don't do today.
You would think, like, if you did make it back to a pier or shore or whatever, fully clothed, the first thing you would think about is, this would be a lot more fun without the wingtips.
Next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's another part of the article, is you don't make a conscious decision to enter the water fully clothed. Something bad happened.
Right.
You know, you missed the last step on the boat.
Right.
The boat in the dock, or something happened.
Oh,
you just ended up in the water in your clothes, and you had no idea that was going to be a part of your day.
He just wanted to take a Skyline cruise.
Right.
The next thing you know, you're in the Chicago River.
Right.
That's
right.
Very funny.
And the Wendella people said, I'm sorry, there's no refunds for that.
All right. Last article. Then I want to ask you about Christmas. I love the phrase bottomless. All you can eat, you did an article about, it was called words and phrases to avoid as you age, and like a bottomless mimosa or whatever. And I love the all you can eat. Like, people think they're getting a deal. Businesses don't lose money. They don't do you a favor.
No.
Somehow they're still cleaning up. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, exactly. The bottomless thing, definitely, because like I live in the city of Chicago. So if you were to walk out of any place on Sunday and just walk down two blocks, any establishment that is open at that time is advertising bottomless something. It's bottomless mimosas. It's bottomless Bloody Marys. It's bottomless brunch something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about that term, but nothing good comes out of it.
Right.
Because you're either gonna exit that place hammered, or you've just gained like 8 or 9 pounds or both.
Right.
Because you indulged, you took the bottomless bait.
That's so funny.
Don't they have that in Wisconsin?
Oh yeah. We have a lot of all you can eat.
Do they call it bottomless, or did you say all you can eat, or just come in and don't leave, or what is the phrase? What is this called, hostage situation?
No, I think I have seen bottomless, but I see mostly all you can eat. Like, we have an all you can eat buffet,
right.
And for whatever reason, it gives people a license to not dress up, to have their stomach hanging out of their shirt, to be looking around people while they're in line with the fear that there's going to be no more food by the time they get there. It's not a good scene. I would rather pay a waitress and just eat, you know, sensibly.
Yes. Yes. What is wrong with that?
I don't know.
What is wrong with sensible eating? I don't know. I don't know. I was in Europe for a good portion of the summer, and they eat very sensibly in Europe, and they're fun people. You know, nice, fun people. There's nothing wrong with them. I don't understand it.
My guest is Greg Schwemm. Check out his work at The Humor Hotel. Google Humor Hotel and Greg Schwemm and check out his articles. Very funny stuff. He's also a stand-up comedian with decades in the business. And I want to ask you, Greg, every year I struggle to get, I struggle with the bah humbug thing. Like, it's like, oh my God, another Christmas. Now the kids are a little older. It's not quite. Mm-hmm. How do you, as a comedian,
magic is gone.
As a comedian or a writer or just someone who is, I think everybody gets jaded to some degree with old age. How do you keep that Christmas childlike wonder as a comedian and a writer?
Yeah, I mean, part of it is memory. When you think of your past Christmases that you spent with your family, or that you spent with your kids, I think you and me as comedians are really good at putting a comedic spin on that. Like, how did that happen? Like, no, you know, okay, 1 year, my daughter finally got her cell phone that she always wanted for Christmas. And there's a memory in there and there's material in there. And I choose to do that. I think as you get older, like you said, there's really nothing about Christmas. I think as you get older that you're like, wow, this is really weird. This is new. This is something I've never ever experienced before. I think that's natural and normal. But I think if you look where the joy comes is you look back and say, wow, we did that in 1984, or we did that when my children were 7 and 12 and we spent all night putting together such and such, or we finally like relented and gave her cell phone or her first Apple product or whatever.
The Bucky's gift certificate, whatever it was.
which I also pilfered from the rack. So yeah, I think that's how I like to spend it. And I think it makes it very fun.
That's a great answer. And I think as you get older, you realize the magic isn't in believing in things that don't exist, or you know, Santa Claus. I don't know if there's any kids listening, but it's just that you come together and you have this time with your loved ones. That's the minor, that's the little miracle taking place that people tend to forget when they keep their eye on bigger things.
Absolutely.
Hey man, this was fun. When you write that new article, let's have you come back and I'd love to see where you take that.
Yeah. And if you have any listeners living in the Chicago area, just can I quickly plug?
Absolutely.
I'll be headlining Zanies.
Oh, cool.
In Old Town on Monday, January 13th.
Love that club.
Come on out.
So great.
Okay.
Go see Greg Schwemm. Check out his articles. Have a great Christmas and great holidays, buddy.
All right, my man.
All right.
You too.
Greg Schwemm. Conrad, how are we doing on time?
Oh, we got about a minute left.
Okay. So let's do this. This is when you know you have a good texter. Like Steady Eddie, I see his texts and I have to gauge like how long they are. Do I have time to read this now, or do I have to make the show a mini series? how am I going to read Steady Eddie's text? But I think we have time now. So Steady Eddie, he's in the 608. He says, Pete, the best gag gift that I ever gave was a gift for a young nephew when he was 5 or 6. The gift was wrapped in a small box. Then that box was put into another slightly larger wrapped box. Then that box was put into another wrapped box. I continued that theme a couple more times. Don't remember what the actual gift was. It doesn't really matter. For me, my nephew, and the rest of the family, it was a hilarious Christmas Eve moment. That's magic right there. That kind of stuff is fun. Thank you, Steady Eddie. Sorry, Steadfast Edward. All right, when we come back, we will have Sean Katz back. He is the marketing director for the City of Marinette, telling us about a really cool event going on Saturday. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Tuesday night, always fun to talk to Greg Schwemm. We will have Sean Katz back, hopefully momentarily. I just sent Sean a text, so hopefully he didn't forget. He's probably running around like crazy, too, so we will get Sean on the line soon. This is National Device Day. What is that, Conrad? What do you make of that?
You just got to appreciate your phone, you know?
But do you think it's just phone or like...
Your
can
laptop?
Opener?
Can opener.
Well, whatever. They're all devices, right?
Yeah, I guess. You know,
break the word down. Device. Vices are bad habits. You device it. I'm doing like a Michael Keaton thing from Night Shift.
You know, what'd be cool though.
Yeah.
What? A touchscreen can opener.
Yeah, except the can openers don't have screens.
But what if they did?
How about voice command can openers? Open the can. That's the only thing you need to say.
And then it doesn't work. So you say it a million more times before it actually starts doing it.
Then you just say, you're being a real jerk, can opener. Oh, Sean said, I just tried calling and got a fast, busy signal. Oh, dear. Are we having phone issues again? If Sean jumped in his car right now, he wouldn't nearly make it in time. Checking the stream, we got some texts. Sean from Hawaii says, aloha from Malike, Hawaii. I hope I'm saying that right, Sean. I always mean to look that up after you text, and then I don't, because kind of out of sight, out of mind. But if you want to spell that phonetically, I would love to get that right. It sounds beautiful, and I appreciate you listening from so far away. Great to have you with us tonight. JB Thompson, the guy behind the guy, says, hey, Pete, any super fan Christmas cards come in today? We did get a Christmas card today from Craig Knitt, who is one of JB's good friends, and it was very nice. We got some love from one of our guests, Craig Knitt, who's been on the show several times, and he was just sending us a card saying he appreciates that Nightlight supports the arts and independent film and all the things going on in Wisconsin that hopefully help young filmmakers or people like Craig, who aren't that young, really. But Craig's a very hardworking guy. He does great work with kids in the arts, and he's been on the show, and he is also a filmmaker and an actor himself. So it was nice to get that card. I assume that's what you're meaning. Unless, JB, you sent something we didn't get, like a singing telegram. Would it kill you to send us a singing telegram? I'm just saying. It's the least you could do. But we did get a nice card from Sean. Thank you. Sean is saying, do you want to call him? Why don't we give Sean a call? Yes, we'll do that, Sean, if you're listening. I will give your number to Conrad, and he will give you a call. Conrad, you want to read that new text?
I mean, sure. So this is from Bridget. My mom gave my sister the most obnoxious goose decorated corkboard.
What the heck?
And then the next Christmas, she gave it back to my mom.
Oh,
and then
my
the next
gosh.
Christmas, I received it, and so on and so on. I wonder who will get it this year.
My wife's family does something like that, but it was with a windsock. My mother-in-law would always give a windsock to someone, like you'd see at an airport, but it was like a minor one or like a smaller one. And then they would pass it back. Someone else would get it the next year. And it's funny the first couple times, but by like year eight, you're like, how hard do I have to pretend to laugh that I think this is still funny? Because it's just not, it's funny once or twice. And I'm sure you guys have experienced that kind of stuff with gag gifts. Every family had, like, there's Eric who said his his brother's passed around a porno year to year. I wouldn't do that from my in front of my parents. I was not that bold when I was young. Even now I wouldn't. So anyway, all right, I guess we have Sean on the phone. Sean Katzbach, ladies and gentlemen. He is the marketing director for the entire city of Marinette. I don't think the guy sleeps. He just had an event called Blues, Brews, and Barbecues probably a month ago, and I thought he's going to collapse, and he probably just recovered a week ago Tuesday, and he's got a new event happening this weekend, and he's here to talk about it now. Sean, how are you, buddy?
I'm still, my feet are up in my recliner, and I'm in traction.
you were like, you had the towel off. You were walking around. You were trying to keep everybody happy. It's a huge facility, and people are spread out all over, and you just, you look like you could have used a couple of assistants.
Yeah, if you want to join the team, I'll be more than willing to give you barbecue for payment.
All I got to do is unfold some chairs and I get a free barbecue sandwich. That's not too bad.
There you go. Exactly. Well, yeah, this weekend we have Steam coming to the rec center, and it's going to be a great night. It's going to be for kids from 1 to 92.
That's so great.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm sure you're familiar with the great Mel Torme.
Yeah.
So he wrote the song Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, which the actual name is the Christmas song.
The Christmas song, yeah, right.
Yeah. And so he wrote that, and his son, Steve March Torme, happens to live in Appleton.
Come on.
So, yeah.
Really? So, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's very cool. He teamed up with Michael Bailey from the Vic Ferrari band. they've put together, they've assembled this 13-piece band that is just amazing. And they travel throughout the Midwest. Recently, last week, I think they were at the Appleton PAC playing.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, I think they were, Sean. I think you're right about that. We saw that on the on their website, I think. We're always looking for who's playing where, and I sure. kind of remember yep. that. Yeah. So I love the title, From Kids from 1 to 92. Do you know how Mel Torme's son ended up in Appleton?
You know, it's a really kind of crazy. I do, but I don't remember the story.
Okay.
But because he does tell it. And it's just kind of cool because Steve gives kind of this unique background to even explaining like how that song was written. His father was living in Beverly Hills at the time. Now, Mel and Steve, they're Jewish. So,
right.
So, you know, to write the Christmas song is highly ironic. But he wrote this song. And it was during, I guess, the heat wave of in December, and so it just was this genesis that happened between Mel and this other gentleman. And
hey, Sean, let's pick up right there, okay? We're going to do some news, and let's come back and finish that story, okay? Great to have you here, buddy. Sean Katzbach is here. We're coming back with more, a few minutes more with Sean, coming up next.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com. Don't blame me. You wanna got a shout and get the hell out of town.
Don't be a baby. Remember what you told me. Tomorrow night on Nightlight. Lots of fun. Civic Media's own James Maloff, he's a host at WFHR, will be here at 6:35. He's also a local actor. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we rock with Radio for Pets. They will be back in the studio. They are a Green Bay-based / Marinette Menominee-based punk band, and they are awesome. They're coming back here. They will be on tomorrow night at 7:20. They will be featured on Max Inc. Radio, too, with Rocker and Terry. Too. They are big fans of Radio for Pets as well. So excited to have those guys back. Right now, we have a few more minutes with our friend Sean Katzbach, who does a great job as the City of Marinette Marketing Director. They have a great event coming up Friday. Sean, what time does that start on Friday?
You bet. The doors open at 6.
Okay.
And the show starts at 7.
7 o'clock. Okay. So you got ticket prices for adults are $29.50. Very reasonable.
Yep.
12 plus is $15.50. Seniors are 25 and kids under 11, I believe, get in free.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you worried that kids will have fake IDs if to show they're under 11 just so they can take advantage of the city?
You know, I'm more worried about the people who are over 92 who are trying to get in.
Hey, we've got a few of those in Marinette. I drive there all the time. I always get stuck behind the 92-year-olds. That's okay.
It's going to be a great night. What's really cool, Johnson Controls, JCI, has sponsored this show. They're going to be collecting backpacks and food for children. And then also Casa of Marinette and Menominee is going to be collecting toys. So the great thing is that it's going to really pull together some local people trying to do some great things for the youth of our area.
Love it. That's so great. So I will encourage people to bring something to donate.
Yeah.
That's such a great thing.
Yeah.
Sean, you talked about giving tickets away. I hope this is okay. We took the liberty of offering tickets earlier, and we did give
Absolutely.
A couple away. Do you want to do more now, or should we put it out there to listeners?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do more.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, all you have to do is text in on our text line, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. just text in the word STEEM, STEEM, or just say, I'd like tickets to Friday night in Marinette, and we will make it happen. And then we'll ask for your information and get you the tickets. It's just that simple. Just text us on the text line or on the app or the stream and let us know you'd like to attend. It should be a great event. So you were telling a story, Sean, about Mel Torme and his co-writer of the Christmas song. And it thought it was funny that they were both Jewish and they created this song.
Yeah.
It probably just fit and sounded like Christmas, and it doesn't have any religious overtones or anything, I would imagine.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it just really is more about winter and enjoying the season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're absolutely right. And what's also ironic is Steve still collects a half a penny every time that song is played.
Oh, my gosh.
Regardless of who sings it.
Oh, wow.
So if it plays on the radio, whether it's Nat King Cole, Johnny Mathis, Mariah Carey, it doesn't matter.
That is...
He's collecting a half a penny.
I would love to know. I mean, it's one of the most popular songs, so he's probably bringing in some good scratch, but
I would think so.
I don't know. Half a penny. Wow.
Yeah.
Listen, I'd take it.
Yeah, exactly. I would too.
So,
I certainly wouldn't argue.
How can people get tickets? The Rec Center's number is in Marinette is 715-732-2006. Is there a online link people can go to buy tickets?
They can. What they can do is go to marinette.rec, and that's R-E-C desk, D-E-S-K, so .recdesk.com. And then if you click on the events and click on concerts, it will take you right to it.
Okay, so it's marinette.recdesk at, no, I'm sorry, Marinette.
No.
Say that again, sorry.
That's okay. marinette.recdesk.com.
Marinette.recdesk.com. So there's no at.
Yep.
You don't have to bother with that stupid little character that we all struggle with.
No, no. Okay. Yeah, and there's no WW because it's HTT. So all you got to do is marinette.recdesk.com.
They're making it easy for you, folks. Check it out. Or just text in right now, and we'll give you some tickets. It's going to be a great event. I loved Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Sean, I hope you guys do that next year. It was such a fun event, and I love seeing the blues go over in an area like we've discussed. I don't really think of when I think of blues music. I think of classic rock or country, but people seem to love it.
Yeah, and we'll have that. Yes, we will have that again next year. We've already had several professional blues artists, some of them who are in the Blues Hall of Fame, reach out to us and tell us that they would be interested in being art. So, yeah, it's going to be really cool.
I love it. And as far as STEEM goes this Friday night, a 13-piece band. Very cool. And they play a lot of the Christmas classics, too, so that should be fun. I wish you a lot of luck with this, buddy.
Thanks. And, yeah, I mean, it's everything from Run, Run, Rudolph to I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus to Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So,
oh, wow.
I mean, it's everything.
Okay. My guest is Sean Katzbach. He is the director for the marketing director for the city of Marinette. He's got his hands full. He does a great job up there. Sean, are you ready for Christmas?
I'm getting there slowly but surely.
Do you have favorite Christmas movies? Share a favorite Christmas movie of yours with us, please.
My personal favorite, I think, is Miracle on 34th Street, the old version. Or It's a Wonderful Life. One of those two.
You like the classics.
Yeah, I like the classics. Absolutely. I sure do.
What do you get more excited about, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve was big for our family. We'd go out down into Chicago and be with my grandfather and my aunts and uncles and cousins. So, yeah, that was big for us.
Same here. We would always go to Midnight Mass. And I have great memories of that. Then we come home, and I remember thinking, God, my parents are still up, and it's 1 o'clock in the morning. and this is so crazy. And sometimes we'd make Tom and Jerry's, and it's a great memory. But I have to tell you, the idea, if you paid me $1,000, maybe I would stay up that late and go to Mass at midnight. I don't think I would do that again.
Exactly. You know, isn't that crazy? 'Cause
yeah.
I thought the same thing. I mean, we wouldn't get home till 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
It's nuts.
For my grandfather's, you know, because like you, we'd go to midnight mass, then we would do presents, then we, right. You know, we would play with stuff, and oh my goodness,
yeah,
we were wiped out.
I know. Hey, before we let you go, anything you're watching that you could recommend? You got a good binge watch going after a long day of marketing for the city of Marinette?
I really enjoyed watching the Yellowstone that just ended.
Yeah.
And I'm really getting into Landman, which is also a Taylor Sheridan.
Oh, he's all over the place.
And it's really good.
I've heard it's great. I haven't checked it out yet, but it looks so much like I probably would have guessed it's a Taylor Sheridan show just by the way it looks. It kind of looks like Yellowstone a little bit, right?
No, it totally does. My wife and I were even talking about that because we watched it last night. It's got that same overtone, but it's good.
Yeah.
He's heck of a writer.
Yeah, he is. I will say when he's on, he's great. Like Hell or High Water. I thought Yellowstone started strong, kind of fell off for me after a while, and then he's got stuff like Tulsa King where I'm like, ooh, there's only so many hours a day. He's just writing anything right now, but no, he's incredibly talented.
I think all of it kind of, when you really kind of compare lead roles and people, it's all kind of the same guy. John Dutton is not very far off from Stallone in Tulsa King,
right,
as far as what they are and who they are.
Absolutely. Yeah. He likes those hard ass main characters for sure.
Exactly.
Hey buddy, congratulations. I hope Friday night crushes, and I wish you luck. You do a great job up there. Keep it up, and thanks for letting us be part of it.
You're welcome, Pete, and as you know, I certainly hope you know, you're always invited, so just give me a call, and I'll make sure I have some tickets up there for you.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much, Sean.
You're welcome.
All right.
You take care.
Have a great night. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. That's
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, buddy. That's Sean Katzbeck. Check out Steam this Friday night at the Marinette Community Rec Center if you're in the Marinette area. If you want tickets, just text in and let us know, and we will make it happen. We can get you in free, and that would save you. Adult ticket prices are almost $30. That's still very reasonable, but not as reasonable as free. Okay, so I got this. We got this Christmas card. You know what this is about?
What?
Remember the other day I was making fun, or I said I should send out a Christmas card where it's just me, even though I have a wife and two kids, but I would send out a Christmas card. I did not catch that right away.
Yeah.
And then I was walking to the restroom during the break, and I'm like, wait a minute. Such a cheesy thing. Craig's better than that. And then I realized what he was doing. So he threw this together. It says, from award-winning artist and filmmaker Craig A. Knitt. And it's just him with a cup of hot cocoa and a Santa hat. Very well done, Craig. My brain is all over the place. I did not catch that right away. Well done. You almost snuck that by us, buddy. So we'll have Craig on again soon. Funny stuff. So listen, the Simpsons dropped this week. Do we have time for a Simpsons clip before we go to a break?
Sure.
All right, let's do some Simpsons. The Simpsons came on in 1989. It's been on for like 35 years, an incredible run. I still say Family Guy wouldn't have happened without the Simpsons. The Simpsons are like my sentimental favorite. And what do we have? Is this Troy McClure?
We have that or Fat Tony.
Oh, is Fat that, Tony's good. Let's do Troy McClure. This is a...
We got two different clips.
Surprise me.
Okay.
This is Phil Hartman doing the voice for Troy McClure. Phil was a treasure. Troy McClure is a treasure. I miss his character on The Simpsons since Phil died. But here is something from The Simpsons.
You might remember me from such educational films as Lead Paint, Delicious but Deadly, and Here Comes the Metric System. I'm here to provide the facts about sex in a frank and straightforward manner. And now here's Fuzzy Bunny's Guide to You Know What. This is Fuzzy Bunny. About a year ago, he noticed his voice was changing. He had terrible acne and had fur where there was no fur before. He also noticed Fluffy Bunny.
Boring.
And they never ruined their fun by giving in to their throbbing biological urges. Then came the big day. Fluffy and Fuzzy got married. That night came the honeymoon.
She's faking it.
The most satisfying part of the night was knowing that they waited. 9 months later, Fluffy gave birth to 14 beautiful bunnies. 8 survive. And now that you know how it's done, don't do it.
That's so great. The kids are always the funniest when their reaction, and Mrs. Krabappel, played by Linda Wallace, is so funny. She's a great character. You probably don't know The Simpsons that well.
Not as well as Family Guy.
Right. Which is also hilarious. What's our other Simpsons clip? We have
the Fat Tony one.
Oh, was that the only one we had of Lionel Hutt or Phil Hartman?
That one's just a little bit longer, so we'd have to play that in the next segment.
Okay. We've also got Rushmore, a really funny clip from Rushmore. What did we play last week? We do. The planning the robbery. And what else?
Well, for the Rushmore, it's where he's standing in front of the students and giving a speech.
Oh, let's do that one when we come back. Bill Murray.
Okay.
Doing a great commencement speech at Rushmore Academy. All right, we'll do that. We will wrap things up. And if you want to get a text in at the last minute, folks, you still have time. What's the best gag gift you've ever given or received? We've gotten some people sharing stuff they've given, which is very funny too. So you can share something you gave, something you received, or just the worst gift ever that you received. That's fine too. We don't really have a ton of rules here at Nightlight. So let us know what you think. We will be back in a few minutes to wrap things up. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. So great to have you with me on this Tuesday night, where we talk to Greg Schwem. I'd like to thank all my guests. Greg Schwem was great. He's always fun to talk to. Sean Kasbeck from the Marinette Community Rec Center. He is the marketing director for the city of Marinette. And they have a fun event happening tomorrow night. And if you want tickets, text us right now. We can get you free tickets to the concert at the Marinette Rec Center. Steam is playing. They are Appleton-based, I think. Ermel Torme's son lives there, which is kind of cool. And they will be playing in Marinette Friday night. Thank you for all your texts. Great to hear from you guys. It's always more fun when you get involved and we get to read your texts on the radio. All right. I know it's the Simpsons thing, but there was a Rushmore anniversary. Was it last week? I think Rushmore dropped last week.
Yeah.
All right. So we have a clip. This is one of my favorite clips from Rushmore. I'm sure we've played it at some point before on the show, but Bill Murray is giving the commencement address as one of the alumnus from the school and someone who is not a rich kid. And Jason Schwartzman's character responds to it as he makes a connection with Bill Murray and they want to become friends. He really responds to the speech Bill Murray is giving, which is hilarious.
You guys have it real easy. I never had it like this where I grew up. But I send my kids here because the fact is, you go to one of the best schools in the country, Rushmore. Now, for some of you, it doesn't matter. You were born rich and you're going to stay rich. But here's my advice to the rest of you. Take dead aim on the rich boys. Get them in the crosshairs and take them down. Just remember, they can buy anything, but they can't by backbone. Don't let them forget that. Thank you.
Thank you.
graduation, Herman. Perhaps you could give us an encore. Nicholas, Copernicus.
Oh, give a sh**. I pay for the whole damn natatorium. The least these little pricks can do is hear me out.
Hello, Dr. Guggenheim.
Hello, Max.
Hello, I'm Max Fisher. I just wanted to say that I strongly agree with your views concerning Rushmore. Your speech was excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Oh, Mr. Bloom, this is my chapel partner, Dirk Calloway.
Nice to meet you, Dirk.
Well, thanks. You know, I really think you're right about Rushmore. Come on, Dirk.
What's his name again?
Max Fisher.
Sharp little guy.
He's one of the worst students we've got.
Max Fisher, played by Jason Schwartzman, is like in every extracurricular club at Rushmore, and he's flunking out. He's a great character, and I did a piece about the film Bottle Rocket for New Wisco Weekend last weekend. Pardon me, if you haven't checked out New Wisco Weekend, it's a great show. It's on every Saturday and Sunday. It's replayed on Sunday. Lisa Hale does a great job hosting, and I do a classic movie pick every week. And those two films, to me, are Wes Anderson's best films. And it's not that I don't like his work now. I just feel like he had a freshness to his approach back then and the way he wrote characters. And they were interesting and idiosyncratic characters. And now I feel like, or since then, even with Royal Tenenbaums, they're just a little forced in their, you know, they're just a little quirky for their own good, if that makes sense. But anyway, do we have time for the other Rushmore clip?
Not the other. We could do the Fat Tony clip if you wanted.
Okay, so in honor of The Simpsons, we'll do the other Rushmore one tomorrow because I don't want to forget about that one. That's a great clip when they go out to dinner and Bill Murray buys the 14-year-old Max a martini. All right, let's play. Here's another clip from The Simpsons, which dropped this week 35 years ago, a national treasure. And this is the clip. One of my favorite side characters is Fat Tony, voiced by Joe Mantegna. Here's that clip.
It's funny because it's true.
Well observed.
Chief Wiggum, you honor us with your presence.
Baloney. I'm not going to rest until one of us is behind bars. You wouldn't happen to know anything about a cigarette truck that got hijacked on Route 401.
What's a truck?
Don't play dumb with me.
Relax, Chief. You seem tense. You know, the boy here makes an excellent Manhattan.
I'm still going to put you away, you know.
Good for you.
So great. That's the episode where Bart, his way to school, he misses the bus, and he slips and falls down some stairs, and he ends up at a social club for mafia guys, and he ends up serving them drinks. Great play on the movie Goodfellas. Really good stuff. So, hey, I wanted to say before we go, I just finished the show The Day of the Jackal last night. And it was irritating because it's one of those shows where they drop a new episode every week, so you have to wait. Not how I like to do TV, but I cannot recommend it enough. If you can stick with it, and now you can watch all 10 episodes, really good show, and they throw some curveballs at you. Highly recommend. All right, we'll be back tomorrow night. Radio for Pets will be in the studio. How cool is that, Conrad? Are you as excited as me?
They're going to knock my socks off.
Great stuff. And then James Maloff will be here, one of Civic Media's own at 6:35. Thank you for all your texts. Thank you to Greg Schwemm, and thank you to Sean Katzbeck. As always, I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, we will see you tomorrow night. Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.